Earlier this week in a business comment, I upset some colleagues by saying that we're witnessing not only a major decline in U.S. democracy, but what also could end up being a death blow to the mainstream media as we know it. Now, obviously, that's a broad generalization, but I think it's valid. As U.S. politics has descended into a dangerous polarization and partisanship, the media has climbed right on board. By focusing more on Donald Trump's every misstep, misdeed, off-the-wall statement, groping, outright lies, but while ignoring much of Ms. Clinton's relentless ethical string of misdeeds and outright lies, well, milking the system for personal financial gain, they're sowing the seeds of their own demise, and believe me, they don't get it. They are turning millions of people off, and in response, those people are turning away from the mainstream media in favor of alternative sources of information and commentary. I mean, that approach enhances the deep polarization taking place in this campaign, and it comes with consequences. You wait. The next set of polls on trust in the media is going to show all-time lows, as it will for every establishment institution. In Canada, the problem's the same, with the notable exception of Rex Murphy, Terrence Corcoran, and I found Lawrence Solomon, who, unlike their media colleagues, seem to appreciate there are two candidates in this election, and neither of them displays the character or integrity worthy of the presidency. Now, I've stated this to a few people I know in the media, and the response has been, how dare I suggest such a thing? Well, it's pretty easy when you have people like CNN host Chris Cuomo explaining, for Hillary Clinton, in quotes, we could not help her any more than we have. She's just got a free ride so far with the media, end of quotes. It's easy when leaked emails show that CNN pundit Donna Brazile gave the Clinton campaign advance notice of a CNN town hall question that she was worried Hillary might have trouble with. We've got emails that reveal that the Clinton campaign worked with a New York Times reporter. We have emails that praise former Clinton insider ABC's George Stephanopoulos for hammering home the Clinton campaign talking points. We've got the same act when it came to trying to defeat Bernie Sanders. Facebook was found to have adjusted the algorithm to favor the Democrats, and the outcry forced the dismissal of 20 employees. Of course, not every media commentator is involved, but what's still very troubling is the fact that you've seen next to nothing about this on the media collusion in the media itself. I haven't read or seen a single U.S. election commentator in Canada who's bemoaned the lack of journalistic standards and the integrity of a large number of the media who put their political preference before the public's interest. I mean, it was outright embarrassing this week when the press gets all over Donald Trump's unacceptable, deplorable remarks regarding women, but have nothing to say about Bill Clinton's serial abuse of women, including accusations of rape and the role Hillary Clinton played in attacking the accusers. Look, as someone who's brought up by a single mother, I've got a sister, a wife, daughter, granddaughter, I don't make a distinction based on political preference when it comes to the degradation or abuse of women, and certainly not rape. But obviously, I'm not in the majority. What's amazing to see is how few people even consider there may be consequences of a one-sided media or a government institution like the IRS, which is supposed to be impartial, but instead got hijacked by a political agenda. Let me illustrate. What do you think Donald Trump supporters and those already who distrust government think about the revelation that members of the mainstream media colluded with the Clinton campaign to defeat both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump? Or what do they think of the emails that make clear that the Obama White House influenced the FBI investigation of the email server and the Justice Department's decision not to charge Hillary Clinton? As the Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel said in a column this week about the most recent dump of leaked emails, in quotes, they prove pretty much everything she has been accused of, end of quote. The partisanship of the mainstream media, the corruption of the independence of the FBI and Justice Department, the blatant political agenda of the IRS, and the tone of this election, from lying Hillary to the deplorables, is going to further create and enhance the deep distrust of democratic institutions. I think that's the key going forward. I see the Canadian commentary naively pushing for Hillary, seemingly without any inkling of the social unrest that's going to be caused amongst the growing anti-establishment sentiment in the U.S. They missed it, by the way. They had no idea. They didn't see Trump coming because they didn't understand that growing anti-establishment sentiment. The small question has been Trump versus Clinton, but the big one is when people no longer trust the democratic institutions, what comes next? And they got plenty of reason. Every conspiracy theorist has been given plenty of ammunition by what's gone on in the last couple of years in the U.S. don't rule out violence that's been on tragic display in places like Baltimore, Ferguson, Missouri, other parts of the states with the assassination of policemen. What comes next is the question, and it's a very worrisome answer.